hope you realize that every one of us has this responsibility before God to point out false teachers and not let such people into our homes. And don't commend them. Don't commend them verbally. Don't commend them spiritually. So how do we evaluate true teachers from false teachers? Well, a false teacher is going to continually go beyond the true teachings in the Word of God about Christ. This word too far here, now look at verse 9 of 2 John. It says, everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. So they go ahead, it means to advance forward, lead on. One who does not have a true relationship with God will be that person who's not content with the truth of God's word, but will continually go beyond the teachings of the Bible, and particularly when it comes to that doctrine about Jesus Christ. He's God. He's the second member of the Trinity. He's the sustainer. He's the creator. He's a real person. He's born of a virgin. He lived on this earth. He's the Jewish Messiah. He's the King of the Jews. And he's the only Savior. He's the only way to being right with God. It's not works. It's only by believing in him that we can be saved. And he literally died. He literally was buried. And he literally rose from the dead. And so he's going to physically come back in all his glory. And he's going to reign over everything. And so those are the facts. And a false teacher will not continually remain in the true teachings about God. A false teacher will not even be content with the Bible. And those who are false want more than biblical instruction. A true teacher will continually remain in true teachings of God. And that word abide or remain is in the present tense, and it's indicating a continual focus of life. That one commitment to the truth of God becomes the basis for judging false teachers, and it begins with truth about Jesus Christ. So what are we going to do when we spot a false teacher? Well, look at verse 10. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house or give him any greeting. So if anyone, doesn't matter who the person is, we don't receive them. The particular tense of that verb receive, which is in the present tense also, is combined with a negative prohibition, not. And that means that that action was in progress and it needed to stop. We don't give them a greeting. That word greet is one that refers to a joyous salutation or greeting. And many times this greeting was given in writing. Sometimes the greeting came at the beginning of a letter. Sometimes it was at the end of a letter. And the emphasis here is on a verbal greeting. No formal or friendly verbal greeting. You don't say anything to a false teacher that would indicate you in any way accept them, acknowledge them, or appreciate them. And why do we respond this way to false teachers? Well, verse 11 says, for whoever greets him takes part in his wicked works. That verse is sober. It's a sober thought. If we accept or acknowledge these false people, these false teachers, and welcome them into our home, we're participating in their evil deeds. And that word participate is the Greek word koineo. It's the word for fellowship, which means we share in and take part in and have communion with false teachers. So how do we determine if they're false? Well, continual dedication to rightly dividing and understanding the truth of God's word, and it begins with the truth about Jesus. So why should we determine who is true and false, who's false? Well, we could lose our development if we don't. We see that in verse 8. We could lose our full rewards. We see that in verse 8. We could actually participate in evil, and we see that in that verse 11 there. So who do we apply these principles to? Well, to anyone who comes into our world, starts teaching or saying things pertaining to God. Family, friends, acquaintances, speakers, whether it be a man or a woman, these TV preachers, anyone. So how do we reconcile that judgmental scrutiny with biblical challenges to be friendly and hospitable? Well, the answer is simple, and both are demanded in the Bible. We're challenged to be hospitable in many passages. We see it in Romans 12, Hebrews 13, 1 Peter 4. However, we're also challenged to make judgments and get away from those false in many passages. We see that in Matthew 10 and in Titus 1. So how far should these teachings and principles be taken in our individual lives? Well, those continually that aren't abiding in the Bible and sound doctrine should not be supported by us in any way. And those who continually are not abiding in the word and sound doctrine should not be allowed into our homes. We shouldn't have any business before God letting them step into our house. And that house is dedicated to the Lord. If anyone comes to our home and their intent is to teach others false things, don't even let them in your house. You don't want them in any way to think that they think that they're interesting and welcome. And those who continually are not abiding in the Bible and sound doctrine should not be verbally acknowledged. So you need to decide for yourself. You need to know this, that your development, your rewards, your participation in evil is on the line on this issue. And so there's a lot of stuff out there. And so the only way to really understand counterfeit is to understand the original, understand the truth. So what are you allowing into your life, into your home? I could start naming names, but look at their doctrine. Does it line up with the scriptures? Take guard.